Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
The annual general meeting of the Ipswich and District Radio Club will be held on Saturday, the 27th of August 2016, starting at 10 a.m. All members are encouraged to attend this important meeting. Nominations for the positions of President, Vice President, Treasurer and Secretary should be forwarded to the Secretary either by email or to P.O. Box 250 Ipswich. Nominations should be received no later than 2 weeks prior to the meeting, that is the 8th of August. A reminder for members that a recent resolution calls for all memberships to be due at the time of the AGM. Current membership fees are normal membership $35 and concessions $25. We look forward to seeing all members at the AGM. And if members are not receiving regular club emails, please contact the club secretary at this email address, secretary@vk4wip.org.au, and include your name and call sign. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4FABR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Over 100 years ago, the famous poet Henry Lawson created a character called Hanrahan, who epitomised the pessimistic farmer. Whatever happened, it was his refrain that we'll all be ruined before the year is out. Perhaps we can all recognise someone like Hanrahan, who could stand in a field of gold and declare the end of the world. We've had the people who believed that amateur radio would go to the dogs if ever testing in Morse code was relinquished. Likewise, the doomsayers have forecast the end of the hobby if testing did not include valve theory, essay-type exams, and, heaven forbid, an entry-level licence. Well, time seems to have proven these unhappy people wrong. There seems to be more people learning Morse to use it rather than just get the ticket. Those with a liking for old equipment or higher power operating are learning how to drive those modified light bulbs we call valves. The type of assessment has changed, but not the number of people actively engaged in practical and theoretical parts of the wider hobby of electronics. Many have lived through the migration of CB operators to swell the numbers of hams, and the foundation license has allowed some hundreds to dip their toe and immerse themselves in AR. Somewhat like the children's story of Chicken Licken, the cry has gone up, and the reality is that the sky has not fallen in. So I believe the change is going to happen, and we have to accommodate it. Getting things wrong should be something from which we learn, not a catastrophe. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.